comes to meet his friends this year should be a special schus for David Avram ben Yitzchak Yonah, bracha v'tzlach v'chom etzei yadav. We're learning the Sefer Nesiva Tshuva of the Maharal Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He begins by quoting at the very beginning of the Sefer the Psukim in Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Psukim Chav Techafei, Chachmas Bechutz Tarona, Barachobos Titen Kola, Barosh Homios Tikra, Befischei Sharim Be'ir Amarea Tomar, Admasai Psayim Te'ehavu Fesi, Veleitzim Latzon Chamdulahem, Uchisilim Yisnu Das, Tashuvu Lesochachti, Hine Abialachem, Ruchi, Odia Dvarai, Eschem, Yan Karasi, Vatima Enu, Natisi Yadi, Vein Makshi, Vitifru Kolatsasi, Visochachti, Lo Avisem. Wisdom sings out in the street, it gives out its voice in the squares, it cries out at the head of noisy throngs, at the entrances of the gates. In the city it speaks its words. How long, O simpletons, will you love folly? Scoffers covet mockery for themselves, and fools hate knowledge. Return to my reproof. See, I will express my spirit in you. I will make my words known to you. But because I have called you and you have refused, because I stretched out my hand and no one listened, and you rejected my every counsel, and did not desire my reproof. Shlomo HaMelech, the author of Sefer Mishlei, Ratza Lomar Ki HaTorah Shehi Chochma, Chazal say, Ein Torah Elo, Ein Chochma Elo Torah. The Torah, which is Chochma, Ulekach Lo Ksiv Chochma, Rak Chochmos. So Torah is Chochma, but he says, Chochmos Bachutz Tarona. Why Chochmos? Because it's a Chochma El Yona. Since it's a Chochma El Yona, it says Lashon Rabim. In other words, the higher it is, the more elevated it is, the more it encompasses. And therefore it's called Chachmos, because it's Chachm El Yona. It's an all-encompassing wisdom. She'en achareha davar. Nothing comes after it. It's all you need. Ve'achachma zot hi bachutz tarona. This chachma sings out in the streets. Kolomar shemischayev David zemen achachma shel Torah el kol bnei adam. It's out in the streets because it's so exalted that it is shayach to all people. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the nations. Everybody's meshut with the Torah. As the Maharal says in numerous places, Nesina Satara shayach l'chol ha'umos. Kadosh Baruch Hu Echzir Es Torah Kol Umos Kevin Shtor Sheyachas L'Kol Umos. They just didn't want to receive it. V'zeu Bachutz Tarona. So Bachutz Tarona, B'Pashtus is talking about all people. So says the Ibn Ezra, Bachutz Sheba Hamonam. However, now he's going to explain, as Rabbi Hartman says in the footnotes, you being helped by the footnotes, that you could think that Chacham's Bachutz Tarona is only for the great Chachamim and not for all people. In order to preclude this thought, we had the Pasuk had it right. Barachovos Titein Kola, Barachamios Tikra, Pischei Sharim. It's for everybody in all these different places. Abal Chiyuv Zeh, Al Tomar Shechiyuv Zeh, Ino Rak Lachamim Dolomo. Don't say that the Chiyuv of the Torah is only for great chachamim. Aval chiyuv zeh berachovos shesham rabim bnei adam. It's dafka in the street where everybody is. V'yoser mizat shetekra berosh homios shesham kibbutz bnei adam. Rashi says in Mishlei, b'makom shinishmas v'nechrezes. That's berosh homios. That's the head of noisy throngs. V'yoser mizat shetekra beroshiyam v'shesham kibbutz bnei adam. Dahainu she'adavar hazeh mechuyav etzel bnei adam beinoniyim. It's berachovos, where there are many, many people. It's berosh homios, where there's a kibbutz bnei adam. And they're coming, like Rashi said, Nishmas v'nechres, that's where people come to listen. So we have, after it says Bachutz Tarona, which could, you'd think, just include the great Chachamim, goes Vaiter, and it says no. It's also at the head of noisy throngs. The Yoisim is a Bepischei Sha'arim Shesham Nechnasim Akol. Tzudas David, Makom Anechnasim Vayotzim. Even those lower than the Beinonim. So we have the big Chachamim, who are in the Rechovos. And then we have the Beinonim, who are at the Barosh Homios. And then we have the Pischei Sha'arim, where everybody goes. Acha Gzera Zot Mechuyevet, Etzel Kol Bnei Adam, V'yafshar Shne'alam Zeh Min Adam Echad. For everybody. Ma'u adavar zeh, ki adam yesh lo lachshav al drachav. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to think about your ways. Like it says in the next pasuk, ad masai pesayim tehavu pesi. Pasuk chav beis. Loving foolishness. So it's giving us, how long are you going to love your foolishness for? It's giving us mussar, that you have to be misbinding what you're doing in this world. Sotet of Hamad Beis says there, Kol asam or chois of boilam haz is ochav rabbi shuas shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you assess your ways in this world, you see the salvation of God. And he writes in the Netivat Tzedek, the Maral, Yadim is boinin al kol ma'asav shi'asa ba'ilam ha'azav al-lakach yu kol ma'asav b'sbonon es harbe. For dover zeh wa dover ha'godol kasha oisem ma'asav b'sbonon es ubedas shubali de tzedek v'nitzol menachet. So Yadim is boinin all your deeds. All your deeds should be b'sbononos. And this is a great thing if you do everything b'sbononos ubedas. Then you're bali de tzedek, you're nitzol menachet, and that's what it says in the first parak of Sota. And your sum or chosav, you have to assess your ways. The davar zeh rishon el akol ki tzarech kodem akol is bonenus al drachov. First, you have to, how did Socrates say, that the unexamined life is not worth living. So he says you have to be misbonen on your drachim. It says in the Gurarye, Bereishis Perkhof Aleph Oschof says that Ben Sora Mor is Nidon Hashem Sofo. Aye, why did the Torah is Nidon Hashem Sofo? Sha Torah Tikun Lechol Dover Hashem Sofo. Ki Chochma Ve'adaz Shenosan Lanu. Ve'atorah Kedei Laheishir Ulatakein Sivsa
Shoyia Ben Sora Mor.
Because that's what the Torah is about the future. Torah is Loshon Hora to bring you to your Tachlis. It's Besod Acharis Dover. Purpose of the Torah is to make you think. V'amar ad masai kolomar v'chi ein atem yireim ki telchum en oilem below tshuva. You love this foolishness. Aren't you afraid you're going to leave the world without tshuva? V'lechen yesh le mischaret al maaseichem. And that's what these psukim are saying. They have to be mischaret. You have to have regret for what you're doing, for all your foolishness. V'keneged gimel kitos medaber. There are three groups. They're petim, leitzim, and ksilim. Ki yesh choyteshu choymed ala taiva min aznus v'shar taivis v'zeo shenem ratavu pesi. Shein nimshach achar asefer achar guf. Taiva is somebody who's not going after the seichel. He's not going after his soul. He's not going after his intellect. But rather, he's going after his goof. Like the Maral says in Derech Chaim, Perek Dalid. Hataiva bom en aguf, uvim adam noite al hataiva, dahainu leguf legamre. There is them moitzi oisim en ha'olam. He takes him out of the world. He's noted to the goof. Sota, she's doing a maisa behema, and therefore her mincha sa'orin is barley. which is behema food. Anybody who goes after taiva is a behema. That's a basic principle in the Kisvei Amaral. And Rabbi Harman in the footnote brings many examples of this. We won't be marich, you can look there. V'lechen yikari pesi, shein lo haskel v'das. He's called a fool because he has no sechel. He's going after his body. Ki tiste, a woman, when she becomes a sota, enish v'nefes v'chanev ha-ruach shtus, tiste v'lechen shoite, she becomes a sota. Ki aznus ma'isa chomri, v'kashem in ha-efes nechnas ba-ruach shtus. Because nus is a chomrius act, a physical act. So when a woman is mina efes, when she cheats on her husband, ruach shtus comes into her. So there are three stages. Person's nimshach achar aguf, then comes the ruach shtus, and then the maisa gashmi is done, and then he sins. Like the Maral says in the Chiddush HaGadol Tesoita. First you have that ruach shtus, and then the sin. So that's the pesi. Weiter. Va'kachamer neged kashnia v'hem aleitzim. Hamachalim yemeim behevel b'maaseim shem ben mamish. Then comes the leitzim that waste their lives with emptiness, with vanity. They do things that have no mamish. The Gruss says that have no importance. Have no substance. It's better. The Gra says, "Bnei Adam marchikim atzma min haTorah machmas shechafetzim ladaber dvarim b'teilim." Avshem is anosaylim hazim mekom mekom umasek etzlam. People, they distance themselves from the Torah because they want to speak dvarim b'teilim. Which, what do you get out of dvarim b'teilim? What does a person get? Nothing. But he does it anyway. Belzam revelatzim lamtzlatzon chamdu lehem. They wanted this latzon. Maisim Shem Ben Mamish Hevel Bittel Maral Nesiva Emes Haleitzanus Hem Divrei Havai Shaisim Maisim Shem Ben Mamish Klal Oshu Kol Leitzanus Shaholech Achar Divrei Havai V'Divrei Batala, just following nonsense. Davar Shem Bo Mamish Nesiv Derech Eretz Haleitzanus Hudavar Shem Bo Metzius Ha'olam Shrei Leitzanus V'Havai. Elsewhere in Derech Chaim Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, he says it's Hefach haseichel, ein bo mamish. Rakach omer oksilim yisnu das. And these fools hate das. Vizekenegin v'yal shem roim v'rishayim. Lama tzad shem misab mela taivis. You have three categories. You have people who are misab taivis. You have people who are wasting their time with nonsense and silliness and vanity and emptiness. And then you have people who are mamish rishayim. They're misavel ra mipneishu ra nefesh ra sheivsa ra. It says in Mishlei Chof Aleph Yud. And in the Akdamah of Derech Chaim, he says, "Imein on his urban Ezekin klal voisa hezek biyadayim lachaver ozeh nefesh ra." A person just harms his friend. Nefesh ra sheivsa ra. Somebody who's ra be'atzmo, he wants to do ra. That's his teva. Rachmana litzlan. If you're in the world of das, it's going to bring you to tov. Your das brings you to have derech eretz. Tiferes Yisrael ki mitzvos kibud. You look and you say, how can I not be honor my parents? Look what they did for me. They hate das, they just want to do ra. David Ish, Rishaim. Those are the Rishaim. That's with the third group. Those are the Ksilim. Uvederech hatoim lo amad. Hatoim. Those are the people who are chomei taivas. Those are the pesis. Uvemoshev leitzim lo yashav. the Leitzim. That's the second category. The Leitzim Hu Latzon Chamdulam. V'amar Tashuvu L'Sochachti. רוצה לומר כי התורה אומרת לחוטאים שישובו לקיים ולשמור תורה, אף שחטאו מתחייב להם שישובו. Return to my rebuke. Because the Torah tells people they have to keep the Torah. The sinners have to go and keep the Torah. Even though they sin, they still have to do tshuva. Because tshuva is called a nedava, avim nedava. Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, etc. So why is it called a nedava in that context? Because they left Hashem's domain. Now they're kaviyachal on their own. They say they have no God, so it's kila that they push Torah away from themselves. And nevertheless, they still are still chayav to do tshuva. Even though they took themselves out of the category of ma'aminim, but out of those who are mishubata Kadosh Baruch Hu, they still have to do tshuva. When they do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be makabel their tshuva. Ve'af ima yuchot imemezer imischayv min atar shishlam tshuva ki atar shisichlis v'ademen osichli. Raku bal guf. So a person, biyachas to the Torah, is a bal guf. Even if he's amazed that this bal guf has to do tshuva, that's who we are. It's assumed we're going to sin and we have to come back. If a person was completely soul rooted in his soul, then he wouldn't have to do tshuva, then tshuva wouldn't help. Because tshuva is regret. Regret is not a person who's a baal seichel. When do you regret? You regret when you change your mind. Today you're like, the people are fickle. Today they're like this, tomorrow they're like that. So the Maharal calls chomer. Chomer are people who, you never know what they're going to do next. Yeah, very emotional. One day it's like this, one day it's like that. One day they're in shul, they're down with kavana. The next day they're at the racetrack, they're betting. And it's not the next day, since it's 20 minutes later. That's because he's not sikhli. If he was sikhli, he'd always be on the same path. The only way we can do tshuva is because we're not sikhli. Now it's our weakness that we're not sikhli that enables the tshuva. Because then we can say, God, we regret it. But if we'd be sikhli, there's no regret. Ama b'nei she'adam eino sikhli gamor, tshuva charata shayach bo. But because he's not completely sikhli, because his deeds do change, so it's shayach that he should do tshuva. And therefore the Torah calls the chataim, the sinners, and tells them to do tshuva. Because mebchinad, from the perspective of the Torah, sichlis, the ma'isadim are chomrim. The merucham and nedarim pay aleph, call other people chamoirim. And the Maharal explains the Sefer Netzach in the 59th chapter. Ki atam tchachem nivdom b'nei adam, ki shayar b'nei adam shenet merucham and berko chomrim. Vafilim ein adam ma'isa b'foil likro lem kach, mekomukom berko b'nei adam, him chamoirim. But there is a nikro, the karolin shichamri, lefikach. So Tamid Chamim, in contrast to other people, they're Chamorim, other people, because they're not sikhli. One minute they're like this, the next minute they're like that. And so to Torah, to Yachas, to people, we're very Chomri. L'chein haTorah sichli is karis lechatayim sheyeshuvu. Torah, which is sichli, says to the man, go do tshuva. You were a little bit behemiistic, but now you can come back. V'im lo shav b'tshuva achas sheyodea shechata v'ayla lo shav min cheto zemara shechayit shlo mitzad aseicha lo mitzad sheino sichli gamor. But a person doesn't do tshuva, and he knows he could do tshuva, that shows that his chait was mitzad aseicha, and not mitzad that he's not sichli. Because what characterizes seichel? That it doesn't change. But a chomri does change. So when a person doesn't do tshuva, he's showing that he's a tzura, he's a seichel, as opposed to doing tshuva. And that's why we're amkshe oiref, because we're very, very sichli, so we don't change. Vaz mischayv min haTorah sichlis, because you're holding on to this stubbornness, I'm not going to answer you. Here's a pisul peh that Parah couldn't do tshuva. Shenamar kenich bati as liwam le'rishim and lagish. God hardened his heart. Shemuel Lagish said, "Yisa same piem shal rishayim elim leleitzim uyala tekadosh baruch hu maser bo ba'adam pam rishayin eshni eshlish is venu choizer bo v'no liba min atshuva k'tei lefrom eno mashachot." That God calls out, he doesn't listen. So God closes the doors of tshuva. So to Parah Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent 5 times, he didn't listen. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You made your neck hard. I'm going to be mosif tuma al tumascha." Because now his chait is considered a chait sichli, and there's no more tshuva. As tikareini vein vilon ene, ki kasher masra Hashem yisbarach ba'adam sheyashiv lo yishav. Kadosh Baruch Hu know all the fun of Pesach tshuva achar kach. So we have something very interesting here. We have a chait that's sichli. Sichli sounds good. It's connected to the neshama. It's connected to the intellect. It's something that doesn't change. But that's the problem. Problem is that it's not changing. We're supposed to be sichli in a good way, that we don't change our good. But when it comes to the evil, that has to change. And that comes from the fact that we're not sichli. So if a person does tshuva, so it shows that he's not sichli, he's changing, he's having charata. He's chomer. Chomer changes. But if a person sins and he refuses to do tshuva, he's stubborn, that shows that the chait is sichli. It's a stubborn chait. It's part of his neshama. It's deeply inculcated in his being. Oh, that's the mahalach you want to go? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to answer you. There's no hope. You don't want to change. So here we have a maila to being chomri. The chomri is I'm willing to change, but when a person doesn't change, he shows that the chait was sichli. Zin is kishkis. It was a principled sin. I'm doing it and I believe in it and I'm not changing my mind. The person gets in trouble. Then Hashem says, "You're going to call out to me and I'm not going to answer." That's why Yonah didn't want to go to Nineveh to tell the Goyim to do tshuva, because Goyim are krovei tshuva. They're less sichli. But the Jews, we have our principles. This is what we believe in. We're not doing tshuva. It's more sichli. It's great. The only problem is that if it's done in the context of sin, then it's terrible. So we have some havana into the union of tshuva, sichli chomri, the double-edged sword of being a sichli. Chait is brought about by chomrius, but also tshuva. Also chomrius. You don't really have to change all that much. You're still in the realm of chomrius, of changing. Sin was done for chomr because the person's chomer chamor, and he's also doing tshuva because he's a being that changes. If he refuses to do tshuva, it shows him one any sichli, it's a maila, but it's also chisaron. Chisaron is he refuses to change. And then the pasuk says, "I'm not going to answer you." We should all be zochem to Hashem. Lil modu the lamed lishmor v'lasos. Well, the kaim is called divrei samu taresu biahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.